Welcome each one to the service this morning. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. You know, to think about our Sunday school lesson, talked about those that refuse to acknowledge him as Lord, as coming in the flesh, as Christ. And I trust that that's what we're here for this morning. And there's a lot of things that maybe make it easy to do that after a night like last night. Beautiful sunshiny morning. It was beautiful this morning. And for a meditation this morning for a few minutes. You know, I know last time I got up here, I think I said something about deer season because it was the youth season, but it just happens to be it's the day after the main season. And it was one of those days. I did a lot of thinking yesterday, and I didn't really look real closely, but I'm guessing over half of this side of 12 and up were probably out there enjoying the weather yesterday, at least part of the day. Some of them even were nice enough to post a picture of a fire and a nice fireplace and saying, "Enjoy the hunt." I think it was a little sarcastic, actually. But, you know, I enjoyed it, but if it wouldn't have been for going out with my boys, I think I would have probably joined the fireplace group. I don't think I would have been bound by the elements. I don't think I'm that, I enjoy it, but I don't think I'm that committed to it. But, you know, there are a couple of verses this past week that kept going through my mind, and I kept thinking about them and thought about them yesterday, and I'd like to read those. They're very familiar verses. You can turn with me turn to them if you want to. They're Matthew chapter 6, the last two verses. And I thought I really appreciated what was shared in the devotional this morning about, you know, where do we find our security? Where do we find our and also the choices that we make? We have excuse me. It's up to us to make those choices. And Brother Ralph mentioned something about that we can pull up our roots and put them in different places. And I had to think about that. We can move our tree from a negative spot to a positive spot. But also to think, you know, the longer, the deeper the roots go, the harder it is to move. The more we are seeking first the kingdom of God, maybe the deeper our roots are there, the harder it is to be moved away from that, but also the other way. The more we let our roots go into negative things, into things that pull us away from Christ's kingdom, the harder it is to pull from that. I'd like to read these two verses. Now, in context, he's just telling them here that, you know, you're the essentials, that food and clothes, they're important, but he's saying that there's something that's more important. He's saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, the necessities of life, shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, what does that entail? Can you give me a few words? What is that? Is that just a simple, is there a simple definition there? I'm not going to wait long. Not a trick question, but.
Loving what Jesus does.
Okay, thank you.
First place.
Okay. Okay. Realizing we need Christ. But as I thought about that, you know, this seeking first the kingdom of God, we can't just say this, do this, do that, do this. I don't think we can put it down like that. There are fruits. There are things that come out when we are seeking first the kingdom of God. It becomes evident in our lives, I believe. But it's not something that we can just simply put down. There's a few verses that came to my mind. In Colossians 3:1, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So I think that's a definition of the person that is seeking first the kingdom of God. If you then be risen with Christ, we're going to seek those things that are above. We're going to set our affection on things that are above. 1 Peter 2:9 gives a description of the believer. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's going to be a separated unto God. You know, in the Old Testament, God put claim on the firstborn, on the first fruits. He said, those are mine, the firstborn, the first fruits. Elijah asked the widow woman to make him a cake first. And she did it, although it was all she had. And because of her faith and obedience, the oil and meal never ran out until it rained. The drought was over. Ralph alluded to the fact that the uncertainties and maybe the unrest and the things we feel that. And I thought that next verse, you know, said, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And that promise there, that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do we believe that promise? You know, we're not promised that we won't face sickness. We're not promised that we won't face death in our family. We're not promised that we won't face persecution. But I think we can have the promise and the assurance that if we seek him first, finally, we're a part of that kingdom that will reign forever. We're a part of that kingdom that shall never be taken away. Seek ye first. How deep is our commitment? Some of you were committed enough hunters to spend most of the day outside yesterday. I think so anyway. At least I know a couple that did. Some did it simply because of peer pressure, maybe. Some of you only went out for a short time, maybe. You were more concerned about your health than whether you scored or what others thought. So commitment in deer hunting does make a difference, but it makes a difference in the scoring. You don't score if you're not out there. Although the haphazard hunter may be the lucky trophy taker. But you know, in the Christian life, seeking first, putting Christ first, isn't an option if we expect to obtain the prize, if we expect to win. I just read a story, I came across a story yesterday in the news. It was about Daniel Lubsky. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not. But he's the founder, the owner of Kind, LLC, Wholesome Snacks. So if you've bought Kind, it's got a couple little bars on it, and they're Wholesome Snacks. Healthy snacks. This is the owner of that. His father was in the concentration camp in Dachau. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right either. D-A-C-H-A-U. His father was given a rotten potato by a Nazi guard, who did it at the risk of being punished. And Daniel's father credits that potato, the guard's actions, with helping him to survive. A rotten potato. And this is a few things Daniel says, and he's saying it from the business aspect or from political aspect. The things that we're facing, this country is facing now. He says, kindness is not a weakness. It requires an enormous amount of strength. It takes enormous amounts of strength to listen to the side that you disagree with and still respect them and assume positive intent, he said. Where people can disagree but still have coffee together and care about each other and work together, that's kindness. He's referring mostly to the political situation. But how much more does it apply to those that are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? So I'd like to leave that thought with us. What are we seeking? What is first in our lives? Let's stand together for prayer.